Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Michelin tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Hello, welcome inside Hour 3, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Yo!
Live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Minute to go in the fourth quarter. The Dallas lead is gone. So far gone. It's now a 5-point Oklahoma City lead, 96-91. Dallas has just looked like they're running out of gas the last few minutes. Every possession down the floor, they couldn't get to the rack. Their shots missed. They missed long. They missed short. They just look like they're a team that's hitting the wall in the game tonight. Oklahoma City is fresher. They hit a couple of threes. Chet hit a three a couple seconds ago. So now it's a 5-point lead for Oklahoma City with 101 left to go. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander with 32. Meanwhile, Luka just 17 on 6-for-19 shooting for the Dallas Mavericks.
Yeah, down the stretch, a couple of really curious possessions. You've had a lot of physicality down low where players are looking for fouls and, you know, doing their best. Rick Carlisle looking for fouls, like they're enumerating them on the sidelines. You had one play where it appeared that Lively gave up on a play defensively because he thought that he'd lost his dribble, Jalen Williams. Instead, Williams goes baseline and dunks it. So, and then a terrible turnover from Hardaway trying to get the ball to Luka. They just seem completely discombobulated down the stretch. Huge run for OKC the final 4 minutes of regulation.
Yeah, this has been, watching the Mavericks, it's been pretty ugly. You know, the couple of turnovers that we talked about with Tim Hardaway Jr. Yeah. With a turnover. And it's just like suddenly it's everything got more difficult for them.
Even on the three-pointer that he made, right? Luka got himself trapped in the air and just kind of flipped it over his shoulder back out to the three-point line, where fortunately it ended up in Hardaway's hands and he got a quick three off.
Now, seeing how this game was going to end, we'll have more on this coming up in a couple of minutes, and we'll have to get to Luka because, boy, we got to go over his playoff for a couple of seconds. It looks like Oklahoma City right now in the driver's seat, up four with a minute left. But as the Knicks can tell you, hey, being up four with 25 seconds left doesn't mean you're going to win.
True.
But earlier tonight, we watched the Celtics win. And look, I've been saying this for a while, and it keeps getting more and more true. They beat the Cavaliers tonight to go up 3-1 in the Eastern Conference semis. It was a lot more difficult than expected because you had the Cavaliers playing the game without Donovan Mitchell, who was ruled out right before the game with a calf injury. And you're talking about a star player averaging 30 a game, maybe in his last game with Cleveland. You don't know if he can still be on there after this year. But this was a game in which, okay, Boston should have run away with this. You're talking about you're missing your best player who is scoring 30 a game. Yeah, this should be a rollaway, but no, the Celtics have trouble. But this is a run, and this is why I say there is, if the Celtics don't win the title this year, they're never going to win it, because this is now a team that is basically having a bye into the Eastern Conference Finals and probably past that, because you played the Heat in the first round and no Jimmy Butler, and you won that. Okay, now this round you're playing the Cavaliers and no Donovan Mitchell in the biggest game of the year. Okay, next round you're either going to get the Knicks, who will be down to four guys by this point, or a young Pacers team that's good, but not nearly in their class. And they would have beaten the Knicks only because the Knicks are losing players and they don't have anybody left.
Really? So, you can't just give them credit?
This is going to be, no, because if the Knicks were healthy, this series would be over.
Really?
The Knicks would be waiting for the Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals if the Knicks were healthy. That's how good they are, and that's how many guys they're missing. But this is how it goes. I'm saying that this is the way this is the way the season goes.
Sounded like a lot of excuse making for the Knicks
I'm just telling you,
thing for the Celtics.
If the Knicks were healthy, they'd be waiting now to see who they play in the Eastern Conference Finals. But then you're talking about you're getting one of those two teams and then a Western Conference team that's been through all kinds of havoc for three rounds. Because whoever comes out of the West, like we told you, the Western Conference playoffs are murder. And the series are going long, and there's a lot of games still to be played. No one's ending these series early. This looks like it's going to be 2-2, depending on how the last few seconds of Oklahoma City and Dallas go. And then you're talking about one more round with the two of the best teams, and probably two of the three best teams in the NBA are going to play at that point. If the Celtics don't win this year, they're never going to win. I'll put them on my never again list.
You put them after Missoula failed last time.
No, I put the Celtics on my never again list. No, the Sixers went on it last year, but the Celtics will go on my never again list now. I got to update my never again list and say who's on there. But because tonight I've already talked about two teams that could go on it. The Ravens could go on it, and so could the Boston Celtics.
I think you need to do it very colorfully, like Ronnie Wood does the Stone set list and then sells art prints of it.
Okay.
He writes out the names of the songs. He draws a cool picture.
Okay.
And then they auction off the other one for charity. But the other one, you know, you could buy prints of the set list from your town. You could do that with your never again list. Here's all the teams I hate and who have failed me.
These are not teams I hate. These are all teams that I'm not going to pick them to do anything because they have had chance time and again. And they have failed.
Well, they have failed. Not, you. Yeah.
And I've picked them, and other people have picked. I've heard too much about them for so long. Oh, all they need is this. All they need is this. All they need is this. Yeah, no, I'm sorry. They're going to go on my never again list.
Okay,
two teams could go on my never again list right there.
No, certainly. The road has opened up for them, and we've seen this in years past. I mean, this is nothing new. We've been talking about this almost as long as you and I have been doing the show together. I mean, we've been doing this 10 years, and it's kind of the same song. You know, we did it with Denver a year ago, right? You have the competitive sweep of the Lakers, and then each round you've got guys that are unavailable or ailing, and we get all the excuses from the hometowns, but in the end, there can be only one. It's the damn Highlander, right? It doesn't matter how you got there, as long as you got to your 16 wins.
Look, it's a case of, this is what the NBA playoffs are like, right? We've talked about this at the beginning. If you're not healthy, you're not going to win. No matter what. Like I told you about the Knicks. It's going to end for the Knicks at some point, right? We'll have more than the Knicks. But it's going to end for the Knicks at some point simply because how much further can they go? You're already seeing guys like Josh Hart say, maybe now I'm getting a little tired. Look, that three by Nembhard may wind up being the dagger. That lucky prayer of a three might be the shot that flips the NBA playoffs as far as that series goes.
It was a pure jump shot, okay? He did a nice step back.
32 feet away.
It doesn't matter.
He had one shot, one bucket in the game. He scores 5 points a game.
He scored those five points in the final minute of the game.
I'm the last guy you want with the basketball, and I'm going to shoot a three.
And he hit two huge shots at the end of that game.
He still doesn't know that he made it. Even Halliburton had his head on his hands going, wow, I can't believe that just happened. Nobody could believe
it. But it happened.
But it was lucky. Just tell me it was lucky. It was lucky.
Nothing but net.
But eventually, whether it's this round or the next for the Knicks, it's going to end because if you're not healthy, you're not winning. If you are healthy, that's what we told you about. No team is winning the NBA title if they're not healthy.
Boy, that these are the teams that really go on.
Well, it could flip the series
psychologically,
right there.
It still has a hold on
you
days later.
Come on, man. But
even after you got waxed yesterday,
but look,
you're still talking about that shot.
That wasn't even a game. Never mind that they beat the hell out of it. That wasn't even a game yesterday. In the fourth quarter,
I had to run an errand with my older daughter. Here's the 2 minutes on the Knicks. And it got so bad that they weren't even talking about the game anymore. They were talking about PJ Carlissimo's kid playing golf overseas and which courses he was going to play. And a layup for the Knicks makes it a 30-point
game. Hey, do we have any stories we can tell that maybe will keep people listening? Yeah, my kid's playing golf. Or is it great? I'll tee you up on
Have you ever played that course?
Yeah.
I've got it scheduled for later this summer.
Hey, you know, that's what we should do because now anybody who's listening is older. So we could talk about golf and courses that we've played over the course of our lives and what our favorite courses are.
It was unbelievable because you hear faint cheers in the background. It's almost like they lowered the sound of the game, so like nobody cared.
Hey,
he just hit another free.
Pesky game is going lower than that sound, the ambient sound, so we can hear PJ talk about his kid playing golf overseas. Great. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. And the Celtics are the beneficiaries of what the Nuggets were beneficiaries of last year. They're healthy-ish, right? They're losing Porzingis, but I get it. But when you are playing a team, you're playing teams that are missing their best players.
Go back to the bubble beyond, right? If you're healthy, if your stars are healthy, you've got to punch your chance.
You're missing your probably fourth best player.
Yeah.
Right? If you're missing. So, okay, that's not being injured. But you're playing teams that are missing your best player, and probably two of your five best players for the Knicks, if the Knicks even get to five after this. I mean, that's how you make it. That's how you do it. If they don't do, like, this is their year. Like, this is it. This is a Larry O'Brien trophy or bust year for the Celtics. And that's how big a deal it is because they're clearly better than everybody else and they clearly have the best path and they will be the freshest team playing. You couldn't write a better script for the Celtics if you wanted to try to get them to win this. You could not do it.
And let's not forget, I mean, they did dust the entire Eastern Conference in the regular season.
You're 51 to win the conference.
But I'm just saying, like, you also beat the hell out of the conference as the year went on.
Yes.
So, you know, it's not home court advantage, but it is you're reaping the benefits of your continuity, consistency, and your depth to where, you know, you can have games where Derek White steps up and is your big scorer for a few games. Jason Tatum didn't have to be that guy, although it seems like he wants to be that guy every night since the media called him out.
Yeah.
And that he had to issue the, we can't win every game by 25, so now I'm going to go 33-11-5 every night.
But this is it, man. The Celtics, this is their year. They don't do it, they're never going to win. They may as well break up the team. Break up Tatum and Brown and everybody else because you're not going to win.
This is what everybody called for last year when they didn't win it.
Exit out by the Fresca, exit Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Now, meanwhile, what is happening right now? 98-95, Oklahoma City with the lead over Dallas. Dallas got the ball after a couple of free throws. They're down three with 7 seconds left to go. And PJ Washington is fouled. He misses the first free throw, makes the second. There are 3 seconds left to go. Timeout on the floor. Oklahoma City leads Dallas 98-96. This is going to have to be inbounds, foul right away. And if you're Oklahoma City, do you try to make them both, obviously, but Dallas may get, I don't see how many timeouts Dallas has left, but if they foul quickly enough, and Martin Weiss telling us no timeouts left for Dallas, so it's going to be almost, now it's going to be almost impossible.
Well, if only Luka hadn't missed the front end of
Luka missing the front end of two shots that could have tied the game about 30 seconds ago, but it looks like we're going to walk out of here with the Thunder with a victory over Dallas with 3 seconds left. Not being able to advance the ball is going to be a really big thing, because if they'll foul right away, there'll be a little bit under 3 seconds left, probably 2.5 seconds. But no matter what Oklahoma City does, even if they miss, Dallas can't call timeout, get the ball up the floor. It's going to be a half court heave of some kind to try to win this game.
I mean, at this point, Luka, when he gets to his post game presser, someone should open that X-rated site to at least get him laughing.
Whoa! Oh, yeah. Hey, Luka. Hey, remember this? Remember this, dude? Remember this? Hey, we'll play this for you right now.
Did they happier show, times.
Was that Tyrese Maxey at the game? Did you show Tyrese Maxey in the stands?
Right.
I think Maxey's at the game. Maybe he's going to go to Dallas and take place of Brunson's place.
How about that? Next level stuff.
So here we are, 3.2 seconds left to go as we continue. Will it be a miracle comeback for the Dallas Mavericks, or are we headed to overtime? That's coming up next right here. Jason and Mike, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller. It would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Dad deserves something really nice for Father's Day, but let's face it, we usually don't do it. Big gifts are for Mother's Day. Picking something up on the way is for Father's Day. Well, let's make Father's Day something this year with the Bartesian Cocktail Maker. It whips up over 60 premium cocktails on demand, each ready at the push of a button. And right now, you get $50 off the Bartesian Cocktail Maker when you buy one pack of Dad's favorite cocktail capsules. Dad will publicly love that you saved $50 on the countertop machine that crafts premium cocktails on demand. And he'll secretly love that you splurged on him for Father's Day with the gift of a Bartesian. Because the only thing that lets Dad know he's the world's number one dad better than a world's number one dad coffee mug is an artisan cocktail in his hand. Make Dad's Father's Day and Father's Day cocktails with all natural juices and bitters without making any mess at all. Visit bartesian.com/father to get $50 off the best premium cocktail maker for Dad at the best price for you. Bartesian. Premium cocktails on demand.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
The following is a high-five moment from highfivecasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee.
you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah.
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your High Five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
And TJ, clearly, the Mavs were thunderstruck tonight by Oklahoma City. TJ.
Had to be.
Man. Brian and Angus and Phil and Malcolm and Dwayne Rudd. Oh.
You want to drop a Thunder Rolls while you're at it, too?
That's not a feel-good song. Thunder Rolls is not a feel-good song.
Somebody ends up okay.
Yeah, but you want everybody to end up okay at the end of a song.
Well, the Mavericks aren't okay.
No, okay. Well, it's 2-2. I mean, it's okay.
Well, right. It would have been better if it was 3-1.
Sure it would have been.
They ended up on the short end of things.
Would have been better if the Knicks were, but they're not. The final from Dallas. Oklahoma City wins it 105-101. It was a big comeback in the final 4 minutes where it just looked like the Mavericks ran out of gas after leading this game the entire way. No play typifies the comeback by Oklahoma City more than this, where Shai Gilgeous-Alexander corrals a loose ball in the corner, and Lively is defending him, and it looks like he's got him stuck in the corner, except Lively doesn't realize that, hey, SGA still has his dribble. And SGA decides, well, if you think I can only go one way, I'm going to go to the hoop for a dunk.
Collection. SGA takes it at Hardaway. Oh, that's ridiculous! Shai Gilgeous-Alexander in his bag!
Ian Eagle on TNT with the call. Part of a big collapse by the Mavericks where they couldn't hit a shot. They couldn't get the right flow going on offense. And the Mavericks lose. Oklahoma City gets control of the series back, gets home court back, winning it 105-101. Now, Oklahoma City wins this game, but let's talk about Luka for a few minutes, because we talked about this going into the playoffs. No player, individual player, has more at stake in the playoffs than Luka. This is a guy that's been in the league now 6 years. And this is a guy who, as many times as the Mavericks have tried to do it, try to surround him with the best talent, he's got the best player he's ever played with a Kyrie Irving who is still in his prime. And still, here are the Mavericks where it's 2-2. They're going back to Oklahoma City. And Luka Doncic in the playoffs, at best, has been okay. He has been all or nothing, but he has been a volume shooter for the vast majority of the playoffs. Tonight, 22-15-5. Sounds like a great night until you realize he's 7-for-17 from the floor, right? This follows games where he was 6-for-19, 9-for-26, 10-for-24, 7-for-25, 11-for-26. He has had a couple of games in the playoffs overall where he has shot well. But for the vast majority, he has been a volume shooter, mm-hmm. and it has not worked. So far, the Mavericks have been fortunate to escape, but eventually this is what's going to catch up with them. And this is the big question, is you have to sit here and say, okay, if the Mavericks can't get out of this, you're looking at a Dallas team that, okay, they're not trending upward. They're not winning more games. They're not getting closer to a championship. They're a nice 50-win team that can maybe win a round in the playoffs. Maybe they don't. Luka is a great player, but he can't lead them past into the conference final and beyond more than that. They went to the conference finals once. They got smoked. It's just not trending where if you're a great team and you're built around a superstar, where every year you are an NBA title threat. That's where you should be. Like, even though the Bucks lost this year, every year with Giannis, he's won it once, you know the Bucks are a title threat, right? That's just how it goes. And with Luka, if this is another year where Dallas falls short and you look and go, man, the guy shot horrendously in the playoffs, you have to wonder, all right, is it still right to build around Luka, or do we just need guys now to supplement Luka? Because Luka's only going to give us so much, get us so far. We need other guys. Instead of saying, hey, what does he need around him? It's what do we need that can take a little bit off of Luka's plate, because we've tried being Luka-driven now for a long time, and it hasn't worked.
Well, but you made the moves at the trade deadline and got yourself better. I mean, defensively, you gave up 100 points, right? We got to the magic 100 mark. Problem is, you know, Kyrie only has 9 points in this one. 9 points, 9 assists. You got more excellence from the offensive end by Washington, except for, once again, missed free throw. Mm-hmm. Luka missing that free throw with 10.1 seconds left. Hits the second, but that was the opportunity to tie the game. So you're still chasing down the stretch. Go on down the line. You brought in Washington. You brought in Daniel Gafford, who gives you defensive minutes. Can give you a little bit offensively. Did give you 10 and 8 tonight. But shooting 6 for 20... I mean, there's just no way to solve that, right? If you have a bad shooting night, because rebounds, they were about even, right, for the game between them and the Thunder. But down the stretch, when it mattered, he got panicky, or so it seemed, on a few offensive sets. We saw him get bailed out with that three-pointer from Tim Hardaway Jr., but they were careless with the basketball. They had doubled the number of turnovers that the Thunder did, including a number down the stretch where guys got themselves trapped and were just kind of throwing the ball out to anybody who would be able to catch it, looking for contact down low and waiting on whistles that never came, and a lot of standing around. You saw more of that. Did he really call that or didn't call that foul? Clear reach-ins, whatever, that they were left frustrated. So, yeah, you're at your wit's end here, because you seemingly have done all that you needed to give Luka the help to better the team. And you got a better defensive effort out of him this year than you've ever gotten either, right? He's played on both ends of the court a little more than you have in the past, and it's still not enough.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's two ways to build a team. There's building a team around one player, which is what the Bucks have done with Giannis, what they continue to try to do. And it's worked, right? They won a title.
Sure.
They're generally a threat, unless Doc Rivers is the coach.
Well, or he gets hurt. Yeah.
but with Luka, it's they've built around him. All right, what do we need to do? What does Luka need all this time? He came into the league. We knew right away, okay, he's going to be a star. Look at what he's done for 6 years now. But they've tried different combinations of guys, and it hasn't worked until this year. Hey, finally, Kyrie Irving, who has been able to play well and stay on the court and not be out of the game because of any knuckleheaded reasons, this has been it. And now if you walk away and go, man, we went out again in the second round, and not that it's, well, we lost the number one seed. Oklahoma City had nothing. Like they had nothing a few years. Like, you want to talk about where Oklahoma City was when Dallas got Luka? Look, Oklahoma City's built themselves up, and Dallas is still, hey, we're Luka driven. So it's going to be time to the point where you say, okay, we can't build around him anymore. Instead, it's okay, Luka does this. We need other people to do different things, so we're not always reliant on him, because we've tried it so far and it's not worked. Luka's not led us to the finals, not led us to a title. Luka's a terrific player, but is he exactly what we think he is? And that's a fine line between building around someone and building alongside someone, right? You could build around LeBron for a long time, but now you have to build alongside. All right, what does LeBron need with AD and shooters, all this? You can't do that anymore. And with Luka, yeah, I know he's only 25 years old, but again, 6 years, you've seen the best of him.
But that's what I'm going to say. It's like we're at that point in the evaluation when he is 25, when we've got quarterbacks that just are getting drafted into the NFL and will take their first snaps at 24 and change as an NFL player, right?
That yeah, remember, but these guys come in now at 18.
No,
guys
in the
NFL,
no,
they come in at 21, 22.
Yeah, absolutely. But just the point being that you would say you're still on the upward trajectory, that you haven't hit the sweet spot of a guy's career just yet. I mean, how many of these guys took a long time? Giannis was many years into his career. He's not as young as folks would want to believe, right? I mean, what was he, class of 2013 coming into the draft? It took years before he got to that title. I mean, so certainly for Mark Cuban and the brass, and it's not done. I mean, look, it's 2-2. It's 2-2. He had a horrible shooting night, got bailed out on that call that did put him to the line at 10.1 seconds left. Probably should have been a foul on the ground before he made the move on the court and pre-shot motion, I guess, before he started flailing and falling to the ground. But that being said, I mean, you shoot 52% from the free throw line, right? They were 12 of 23. Uh-huh. 12 of 23. There's your game. Yeah. Luka could shoot 6 for 20 all he wants. You hit free throws, you win this game. period.
Oh, and Luka missing that free throw with 10 seconds
left. No, but that's what
left.
I mean. Huge. I mean, he misses one. PJ misses one. A little bit later on, front iron, barely drew iron on that at all. PJ Washington late in the game. So, but you shoot 12 of 23. I mean, that's the thing I circle more than is 6 of 20. Guys are going to shoot 6 of 20 from the field. Your stars do.
Well, but you're hoping that Luka's not going to give you once in a while 6 for 20. But every other game being 6 for 20, because that's what Luka's been. Like 2 out of every 3 games has been 6 for 20, 7 out of 19, 10 for 26. I mean, that's what it's been this playoff.
Volume.
Oh, can't I tell you? It's not. It looks the stats look great. The numbers look good. But you look at the volume shooting.
All I care about is a W.
Not doing.
And over 6 for 20, I'm going to look at 12 for 23. That's going to punch me in the face far more frequently.
Joining us now on the hotline for more on this, lead NBA writer, managing editor for NBC Sports, who could be close to hearing this theme again, depending on how the right situation goes. He's on Twitter at Basketball Talk. That is at Basketball Talk. Longtime friend of the show, Kurt Heelan. Kurt, what's happening, man?
Not much. I hope to be hearing that again, but I'll just save you the time before you ask. When NBC's head execs are making $2.5 billion decisions, I am the first person they call. Like, hey, what is
that's
our
my guy.
Guy think?
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, yeah. Hey, should we keep Round Ball Rock? Should we call John Tesh for the rights? What should we do?
Yeah, we should do that. By the way, they also let me choose the coaches on The Voice. Like, I do everything.
Oh, cool.
Oh, good. Okay. Hey, did they also let you to find out which plays you want to send to the league because you're upset with how it's being officiated because small market teams aren't getting the same fair shake as big market teams?
Oh my gosh, that is an old trope. We haven't heard that one in a while. I love that he pulled this out, and like, you know, it kind of works against the Lakers, I guess, or something. But where they've gotten to the line a lot, but the Knicks, man, the Knicks that haven't won anything in 30 years.
it was
a harsh one, especially how they play downhill and physical. Like, I was like, really? That's where you're going to go with this?
Mm. All right, so before we get into the game tonight, we get into Luka. How do you feel about the, like, I say to myself, I know it's going to end for the Knicks at some point because this is just a magic carpet ride. Do you think the Knicks have enough the rest of this series?
I just don't. I can't see how they win 2 out of 3. I think you can get a hot Dante DiVincenzo game. You can get Brunson hot, but unless they get Ananobi back, they're so shorthanded. You know who they really miss also in this series? Bogdanovich. Like, Bogdanovich would be huge for them as a floor spacing shooter in this series. And obviously there's Randall and you know, Mitchell and all of it. Mitchell Robinson, but
Ewing, Oakley, Frazier.
I just feel like Tom Thibodeau doesn't have enough pieces to move around the chessboard.
If Obi Toppin were back, he would have helped. He would have been part of the rotation. All right, Jason's burying the life and times and career of Luka Doncic after a 6 for 20 performance tonight. We talked about the missed free throw. A disappointing final 4.5 minutes of regulation here for Dallas. They just collapsed.
They collapsed, and give Shea and Jay Will credit for stepping up, right? Like, frankly, they, and Jay Will in particular, had not really had a great game. And they'd been trying to do what they'd done all season, frankly, which is drive into the lane, kick out, find guys that were wide open who could hit three. They haven't been able to shoot well in the lane. They haven't been able to, you know, nothing seemed to be working. And to their credit, those guys took on more and started hitting shots and making plays. And you're right, Mr. Clutch Luka did not, I mean, missed free throw, missed clutch plays down the stretch. Just not efficient enough. And that leg's clearly bothering him. He just does not have the same lift on that step back, and that's such a weapon for him.
You know, I look at it as, yes, he's 25, but this is 6 years in for him. If they go out in this round, and when you see other teams that, yes, they build around superstars, but they build a team up better, I feel like the Mavericks have to look at saying, all right, do we need to build a little bit differently? Instead of building around Luka, we need to maybe take some stuff off his plate a little bit because, you know, we're not trending upward. We're not a title threat every year, and we probably should be better with Luka being our best player.
I don't know. They were so good after the All-Star break when they started, with Gafford adding in and starting Derek Jones Jr., their defense got so much better. I think they're closer. I think they've taken a step forward the second half of this year. They're up against the number one seed, and it's a good team. So I think they're closer to tweaks rather than some sort of massive overhaul, but they do need – they're going to need more out of other people. They're going to need – obviously, P.J. Washington's been, you know, pretty brilliant all series, but they're going to need a little more out of Kyrie, and somebody else is going to have to step up.
Held them to the Thunder, that is, to 7 of 27 from three-point range. Kurt, I just think they need more time practicing at the free throw line. I think that's going to solve a lot of ills, 12 of 23 today.
Yeah, that's a brutal. That's just in a tight game. That's just the thing you look back as a coach, wouldn't you, and just win.
No, that's it, right? One after another. We were watching it happen live, and then certainly down the stretch, Luka and P.J. Washington missing key ones late. All right, Celtics, how does it end terribly for them? No, I'm just kidding.
It's funny. I was just trying to write that. Like, they're going to make the finals. I don't see how they don't. But do they strike fear in your guys' hearts at all?
No.
No, they have a bye into the finals. They have a bye into the finals, basically.
Yeah, they just... They're not playing with urgency and energy and everything they need to. And whoever comes out of the West, however you think this is going to shake out, any of the four teams that are left, frankly, will steamroll them just if they don't start playing better. Like, you're going to bring somebody into that finals out of a gauntlet out West, and they are going to be honed and sharp. And Boston could be down. They could drop game one at home and find themselves in a suddenly really deep hole. They can't keep playing with this kind of just casualness. Like, didn't it feel like – I mean, I felt like I was watching them play a Tuesday night game in Orlando in December.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, this is a playoff game. All right, we'll get it going here. We'll get it going. No problem. We got it. He's on Twitter, at Basketball Talk. That is at Basketball Talk, lead NBA writer, managing editor, NBCSports.com, and the man they call for every big decision in the NBA. Kurt, as always, buddy, appreciate your time, man. We'll talk to you soon. Let's do it again.
I look forward to it, guys. Take care, man. I miss you guys.
See you, Kurt. Right,
there goes Kurt Halen. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. We got more NBA on your way, including how a huge story from today is going to shake. I'll tell you how it's going to go. It broke today. I'll tell you how it's going to end. It's next right here. Jason.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Father's Day is coming, a day we celebrate the guy who's always there for us, to crack a dad joke. Well, you know what's not a dad joke? Getting $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker with the purchase of his favorite cocktail capsule pack. $50 off. No dad joke. See, this is a dad joke. I lost my glasses today, and guess who I bumped into? Everyone. But the Bartesian Cocktail Maker, it's no joke. Each cocktail capsule contains real fruit juices and all-natural bitters, so dad can make over 60 premium cocktails he loves. Sidecars, old fashions, gimlets, all with the push of a button. So, for the dad who loves a cocktail with friends and a good joke from time to time, get the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. $50 off now until Father's Day. Visit BARTESIAN.com/father to get 50 off the best premium cocktail maker for dad at the best price for you. Bartesian. Premium cocktails on demand.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at high5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Oh, 5 second dance party. Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Wash my eyes.
I just want to listen to Mbop.
Wasn't it just the anniversary just the other day? Weren't they celebrate it? But they didn't do the picture of them when it was released. They did what they look like now. It's like,
oh, that's 30 years from Hanson.
That's rough.
I'm still picturing one 12-year-old kid playing the guitar and singing the song.
I want to say it's like 27, 28 years, something like that.
That kid's like 40 now.
Exactly. I was like, oh, look how young he is.
The anniversary's over?
What's that?
The amount of days in a row that we haven't heard this song.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, I'd rather hear this than Tears for Fears. This is fun.
Or a call from the Knicks game yesterday.
Bob, we'll get to the Knicks.
Speaking of bad.
hey, big night in the NBA, right? We talked to Kurt Heal in a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
We talked Celtics. We talked Thunder winning this game. We now know, and I can tell you exactly how, double down exactly how the Bronny James story is going to end, right? We told you this a few weeks ago when he declared for the draft, keeping his intentions open about maybe going back to school. Well, today we find out he's staying in the draft, got a clean bill of health, so he is going to be in the upcoming NBA draft. How is this going to go? Even though the Lakers, and there was a report this week, and will do everything they can to keep LeBron James, okay, mm-hmm. They're not going to draft Bronny James, right? It would be too bad of an optic, and it'll be too much where it looks like LeBron is running the team. The Lakers are okay with some of it, and to an extent, to make it seem like LeBron is calling the shots, but not overly so. And drafting your son, whenever it is in the second round, is going to be that optic. But that's not going to crush it, because I don't think any other team is going to draft Bronny either. He's not a first-round pick. He's someone that needs time. He even said, and they understand, that hey, he's probably going to spend time in the G League, and he's going to have to do that and work on a lot of things. Even in the second round, not going to happen. Teams are not going to grab a guy where, hey, there's other players similar to him, and who knows what we're getting into. Are we going to be criticized from 2,000 miles away after a Laker game where the Lakers lose to the Nuggets? Is LeBron going to say, well, my son's not playing. I don't know why that's going on. There's openings there. I don't think any team is going to say, yes, we're going to open ourselves up to drafting Bronny James. We don't know if he was a great can't-miss prospect, yes, but if he's not, they're going to lay off him.
I would say this in response to, are they going to get criticized for 2,000 miles away? If that's any part of your pre-draft consideration, just tender your resignation right now.
No,
you don't deserve to have a job if that's part of it.
He's not.
Well, LeBron's going to be throwing shrapnel from us.
There's a bunch of guys you'll take flyers on. Are you going to take flyers on a guy where there's outside stuff that could get involved in this? No. There's other players to take flyers on that you feel like, okay, we can control this story.
But in the end, do you think there's more upset or not?
Look at the ball kids. You think anybody's going to sign them free agency-wise when they come out there? They're going to go, we're not going to have LeVar Ball out here saying all kinds of crazy stuff anyway. If a lot of guys look, they have injury problems.
Well, but they were
obviously great.
But at the time they were drafted, they were great prospects. They got paid. Look at you. You just had
Lakers couldn't wait to get rid of Lonzo.
Lonzo just had the greatest thing in history. This is where NBA Players Association, I applaud you. This guy hasn't played in 2.5 years. He got to exercise a player option for $21 million. Let's go! Let's go!
So
hey, you shut up. But
no one. So listen, no one's going to draft him because if when you say there's a lot of guys we like, we're not going to bring that in. So he's not going to get drafted. But right after the draft is over, he's going to sign with the Lakers. And I am sure, not sure, but do you think that Rich Paul and Clutch Sports is going to send out notes to other GMs? Hey, really kind of want Bronny to play in a couple of certain places if you draft him. And they're going to say, you know what? Not getting involved. We're going to stay out of that. And right after the draft is over, the Lakers will sign Bronny as an undrafted free agent, and he's going to wind up, and that will be the story. Because they can still keep LeBron happy. They can still draft Bronny, but it's they can still have Bronny, but not make it look like, hey, we're doing what we can. Now it's, hey, here's an undrafted player. We're inviting him to camp with a chance to make the team or play in the G League. That is acceptable enough for the Lakers.
Do you want to just play a game of charades while you're at it in this process?
Two words. First word sounds like Bronny. Bronny James. Yes, we got it.
Because that's basically what you're doing here. It's like we know the game that's being played. Tell me it's not more intriguing for a draft that has no sizzle at all.
Oh, there's zero sizzle.
For people to be waiting to see if Bronny James gets drafted in the second round.
There's zero sizzle.
That would actually give your ratings a boost for 3 minutes.
Hey, we're into the second round. Will Bronny James get drafted?
That's far more entertaining than anything else going around. Right? I mean, how many times did you see the, here's Zach Edey's 40 today?
Yeah.
Right?
He's
I mean, you saw that.
Well,
no, exactly. Ding, 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 ding. Oh, and Bronny James came in almost 3 inches shorter than USC lips.
Yeah.
Listen to him.
He's
now you can excuse
him
by saying his wingspan is that of a 6'7 guy. So we got that going.
When he holds his hand over his head, he's like 7'5. It's great. Oh, no, it doesn't count.
So all of that. Look, one, if I'm a GM, I'm just saying blank this, I'll take him. If he's got the same draft grade as 10 other guys, I'll take the upside that I do get a growth spurt and I get the notoriety that comes with drafting LeBron James kid, especially if I'm an All-Saran franchise, because now I might get some juice. Because if Rich Paul and his agency are able to control things and being the invisible hand for other organizations, which we've always surmised might be the case anyway, the NBA has really big problems on its hands.
They do, that's what's going to happen. That's what.
Meanwhile, LeBron showed up in Cleveland tonight to make sure he got someone to kiss his ass because he's not playing in the playoffs.
Trust me, no draft, Lakers right after. Like, right after the draft is over, hey, the Inc is signing that contract.
How is that any different?
Coming up next, more big stuff out of the NBA.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at high5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, I'm Dr. Michael Mosley, and I want to let you know about my new immersive BBC Radio 4 podcast series, Deep Calm. It's all about how to tap into and activate a remarkable system that we all have hardwired inside of us, our relaxation response. And it's been developed to be listened to at any time you want to really unwind. I hope you'll listen wherever you get your BBC podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.